Hey, Trey, did you send that to my Gino?
I'm just finishing typing and it'll be coming shortly.
My bad.
Okay, you're back on.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're out of executive session at 2:22 p.m. The next item on our agenda is item number 10, which are personnel matters.
Chair, this is Alice.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I move to authorize the second speaker to offer employment to Caitlin Garcia for the assistant clerk position.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. We have any other action under personnel matters?
Chairwoman.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
I move to authorize the second speaker and the speaker to award bonuses to the clerk and the budget analyst for performing additional duties as recommended by the Congressional Affairs Committee.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Yes. Motion passes. Okay, thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is item 11, which is the recognition of Women's History Month. And I think we discussed this some time back, and I was talking to Congresswoman Stabler because she had served as the second speaker. And first of all, I just want to make sure that we understand that's something we still want to do. And I just wanted to discuss, and Congresswoman Stabler and I talked about it, and we talked about the possibility of postponing until some other time because of the pandemic. So I just wanted to bring the topic up for discussion and see how you guys feel. Congresswoman Stabler, do you have anything?
Yes. Last year, we had just really gotten really heavy into the pandemic, and so that's why we postponed it then, thinking we would have it in the fall. Then same thing happened then, and for me, I feel like we're at that same point. I know things are getting better and vaccinations are going out, but Women's History Month for last year was based on the courts. And that's quite a few honorees that we have. And so that's going to require quite a bit of travel. And because most of our judges, current judges and past judges, live out of state, you know. So I think it's better. This is simply my personal and my recommendation is that we postpone once again. I know it's March is Women's History Month, and that's something that we like to do then. But special circumstances, I think, just override this, and we should maybe try to have it in the fall instead. That's just my personal feeling. So whatever the committee wants to do, of course, I'll go along with it.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other comments about this event? Are you guys in agreement that we just postpone until the fall?
Yes.
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 Okay. I don't know that we would, I don't believe that we would need to make a motion or anything. I just wanted to bring it up in committee to know that we haven't forgotten about it, but I just feel like I agree that we should probably postpone till a further date, further time. I don't, we don't need a motion, do we?
No, I don't think it requires a motion.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Our next item is item number 12, which is the 401k retirement discussion. And I added this to the agenda kind of for some guidance too, because there were some things I was just not certain about, but I, as a congressperson, I listened to during orientation about what John Hancock had to offer, and I know that that's who we use as a Congress. I've reviewed their documentation, the packet that they gave to us as new members, but I don't understand why I cannot use the Bank of Oklahoma, who the executive and judicial branches use for retirement. And I just wanted to bring it up as discussion. I had kind of asked Trey a little bit, and I understand. I'm kind of aware, I'm just not familiar. So Congresswoman Shaw and I kind of talked about this a little bit as new members. So I did not realize that they were not withholding FICA from my check. And I guess somewhere Congress does not have Social Security and Medicare withheld, in that they could take that in lieu of and put it into a retirement. And so I think the clerk, I've been getting updated a little bit about that, but I would like to see if the committee would consider allowing that Congress members have a choice to participate in the BOK 401k. And if you do, you know, I think that we could invite them to come and talk about what they have to offer. I'm, because of my age, I'm not going to disclose, but I'm not comfortable not having something in place. And I'm also not comfortable being restricted to just one company. I just really don't. I'll just say John Hancock is not, I'm not.
Chairwoman.
Prefer company. Yes, go ahead, Congressman Walker.
So it was, I think I could say several years ago whenever we switched from BOK to John Hancock. And if I remember correctly, I was actually comfortable with BOK at the time. I don't recall why we went over to John Hancock, but I wasn't the one that was spearheading that effort, and I wasn't in the majority on whether or not we changed. Now, I think it makes perfect sense for an existing Osage Nation employee who happens to get elected to Congress. It actually happens quite a bit. I don't know, definitely it regularly happens. So I see no reason at all whatsoever if, one, if an employee gets elected to Congress, to maintain their 401k or their relationship with BOK, especially if they're comfortable with it, or two, for members of Congress to have the option to go with BOK or John Hancock. So I have no problem or issue with this. And I think it makes a lot of sense, especially for somebody like you that is a former employee that's now on Congress and you're being forced to go to a different provider against your wishes. So whatever we need to do to make that an option, I'm all in favor of it.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Walker. I wanted to also state that it's not just the other branches that use BOK, but I believe the casino uses BOK as well. And I had asked, I think the clerk and Trey, you know, what would we need to do to even allow for that if you guys agree? I'm not for sure. Was it in law? Is it in policy? Is it in the rules? I don't know.
Second speaker, this is Trey.
Yes, sir.
As far as the policies just say that we have to have two trustees, I think that was put in place after we went ahead and hired on with John Hancock, but essentially it just says that the Congress has to have two trustees and that you have to fill the vacancies during special session or regular sessions. We do have the two trustees for Congress. There may be an issue with trying to have some of the members on one plan and some of the members on another plan. It may be that we have to choose one or the other. Changing the plans, I don't think would be that much of a problem for Congress to do, although we do need to check with the treasurer's office and see if we have to, again, go through the request for bid process. I know that the nation already has a contract with them, but it's not for the legislative branch at this point. And because their policies are drafted so broadly, it could go either way as to whether they would let us just fold into that current contract or have to get our own. There's a lot of questions or a few questions there that would have to be answered if Congress wants to do that. But I think the first question is, can you have two separate plans? I'm not sure that John Hancock will want to operate the plan if they only have two members participating, or BOK already has the majority of employees for the nation, but if it was the other way, or, you know, if John Hancock was left with two or three employees, they may not want to service the plan. It may not be worth their effort. And it may not be legal. I'm not sure. That's another thing I have to look into.
Okay. Thank you, Trey. Yes, sir.
So, I mean, I would comment on Trey's comments are that the fees that John Hancock charges are based on however many of us participate. So, I mean, I guess if all but one or two members of Congress were to move over to BOK, then perhaps they may decide they didn't want to provide that service anymore. But it's not like there's a whole lot of us that are doing it anyway. And as far as utilizing BOK, if we're talking about one or two or three additional participants, I don't think, I obviously could be wrong here, but I don't think that it would matter if it was a member of Congress or employee or a member of the judiciary. The funds are coming and being paid out of the same spot, out of the Treasury.
Yeah, I think that's so. Okay, so the in our budget, we budget for the match, and then the rest of it would come out of our checks, our own personal checks, and then that liability is set up through Treasury, and then paid to John Hancock, and then so it would be the same for BOK. I just think that there's something to do with FICA, but that's not, I'm just would more like to know if the committee would be okay with me having the option. And I want the option for you guys too, because I know that just right now, Congressman Walker came over from executive. Congressman Tillman was part of executive. I think Congresswoman Pratt, Congresswoman Stabler, Congressman Keene. Congressman Maker. So I'm just trying to think, like, it would affect more than just me, but I would just like to have the option. I don't want to do a bid and say, oh, let's try to find out, you know, get more 401k companies. That's not what I'm asking. I would just like to have the option to keep my retirement altogether and not have it spread out. So, and again, on the agenda, it's just discussion, but if you guys are okay, I would like to, you know, maybe work with Trey to find out more, and if we have to amend or any type of policy or anything like that, if we would just consider it, and I would add it to another agenda if we need to, if that's okay with the committee.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes, I, you know, as a new member of Congress, I would like to know as well if there were a choice. So I think it's a, a very good idea for you and Trey to work together and get that figured out. Fine with me too.
Okay, thank you. So that's all I really have on that discussion. If you guys have any comments, if not, I'd like to move on to item 13, which is the adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thanks, committee. I appreciate you. Appreciate your time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.